Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
All right, let's goof off, okay?
Let's do it.
Tired of talking about sports, quarterbacks.
That's your love of the Blazers?
The stupid Blazers. Who cares?
Rob's
by the way,
Rob's wearing his Blazer hat right now backwards.
A friend of mine was texting me about the money in sports, like we were talking about quarterback contracts and stuff.
Sure.
It's like,
you know, we're still talking about sports here, even though you said
it is crazy to think about how much money we're discussing.
Yeah.
With regards to,
yeah,
people like Jimmy Garoppolo. $30 million.
Yes.
$1 million.
Well,
Some
of the NBA guys now are making 50 and 60 when their contracts are going to get to the end of it.
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Million.
We were talking earlier today about the guys who just talk about sports for $18 million.
Remember the days of the pre-free agency? 70s? Well, you probably don't. You weren't born. But back then,
yeah,
they didn't make $30 million a year.
No. In fact, I was listening so that the book readers don't get mad at me. I was listening to the Jeff Perlman book about the Lakers,
yeah,
you know, because they were doing that HBO series. And so I went and I listened to the book where that was based off of. And in there, they're talking a lot about, you know, they talk a lot about contracts because Kareem was getting paid a bunch and then Magic. And Magic signed... It was something ridiculous. Magic signed like a 15-year, $15 million contract.
Wow.
And it blew people's minds.
Yeah, it was huge.
$1 million a year for like 15 years. People were like, oh my God. And people in LA were pissed that when Kareem was making like $800,000, $900,000, yeah, they're like, this guy, he's won like five MVPs. And people are like, what? $800,000? That bum.
Well, back then there was probably like, well, you can't pay a black man that much.
Oh, there was definitely some of that. 100%. 100%.
Well, you're right. Why are we talking about sports?
I don't know.
Who brought that up?
Well, we were talking more about money. Well, and if you want to go back even further than that.
I love money.
Jerry Kramer's book. Jerry Kramer, the Packers offensive line.
Oh, I was thinking of, what's the first name of the guy that's on TV, the money guy, Kramer? Jim Kramer. I was thinking of Jim Kramer.
You're thinking of Jim Kramer?
Yeah, the stock guy.
Bye.
Yeah, is he still on there?
I think he is.
Yelling and screaming.
By the way, that's the best job because he doesn't know. Like, I've seen stuff where he, like, all his stuff is like terrible advice. And it doesn't matter. He just gets to sit there and yell and scream.
It's like Weatherman.
Yeah.
No offense.
No, Jerry Kramer was an offensive lineman on those Lombardi teams. And his book, I think, is called Rewind. It's a really good read. I actually read that one. I did not listen to it. So screw you, book snobs. And there, Kramer talks about in the off season getting jobs, finding ways to scrape together some money. Right.
Those guys had to work.
It's an absolute trip. And one of my favorites was it was the start of the season, like whatever the going into Super Bowl one or, you know, I think that's what it was. And a couple of their guys, they weren't in training camp, and they got there, and everyone was like, hey, where did they go? And someone was like, oh, yeah, they're in the military. And they're like, what? They're like, yeah, they got some military service to complete. They'll be around at some point. No one realized that there was an oversight that they were off, you know, getting ready for war. You know, it was such a different thing. And to them, like, little endorsements. Like, they were all trying to find, like, side hustles to put together some money. And the playoff money they got at the end of that, at the end of the season, there was a little playoff stipend.
Playoff.
And it was like $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah.
And they
were, that was big then.
It was a huge deal to them. It was huge. And it's just, and now, you
now
know,
look.
Yeah, the idea of having to get a
just getting to the show, you're getting life-changing money.
Life-changing money.
What makes people happy? New Harvard study.
Money. Whores. Coke.
Whoa.
Heroin. Does that not? No? Is that?
I guess you can make that case.
I think you can make a very strong case. Have you ever seen
short-term happy?
Short-term happy. Again, you didn't say long-term happy.
I did not.
I'm guessing if you're willing to ride the dragon, I'm guessing that feeling you get, the feeling that is so good that you're willing to sacrifice everything for it, you're willing to steal from friends and family and ruin your life, I'm guessing that level of happiness, you'll never know, sir.
Now, there is a longitudinal survey. You know what that means?
No, I don't.
That means that they have been examining this since the 30s. Like, it is through over time.
Okay.
Decades and decades of research has gone into this.
So it's a long survey, and they called it longitudinal to make it sound cool?
Correct.
Nice.
Because that's what they do. Science. There's a new book called The Good Life. So they finally published the results of this. This started in the 30s. The Harvard Study of Adult Development, led by two professors, they studied the same 700 people and their families over time to determine what makes people thrive. So they asked thousands of qualitative questions as well as taking hundreds of quantitative health measurements, brain scans, blood work, the whole thing. So in the 30s, they were all chosen from either Harvard's male studies or a group of boys from a low-income suburb of Boston.
Okay, a bunch of Southie
kids. So squeeze box.
So I'm guessing what made them happy was beating up ethnic people. They're like, man, I don't know what it is.
God, that's terrible. But every time, so true.
But every time we beat up an Asian guy, dude, our happiness goes through the roof. Yeah, already this thing is suspect because it's a bunch of Southie kids. But
every 5 years, they gave medical information, and every 2 years, they answered detailed questions. Their wives and children later joined the study. It has tracked this group through work, marriage, divorce, and even death. 25 of them left their brains to be studied after they died.
Okay.
So it's very longitudinal.
Yes.
As you can tell.
Now I know what that means. I feel a lot better.
There have been four directors of the project over its lifetime. The newest one says, we learned that people believe happiness is something that they can achieve if they buy that house or get a promotion or lose enough weight, then happiness will follow. We act as if it is a destination we will get to if we tick the right boxes. But the data very clearly shows longitudinally that this is simply not true, and that's a good thing, as contentment is no longer something that is out of reach but imminently achievable for all of us.
Hey, look at that.
It turns out that money does not make people happy, nor does your station or rank. It is mostly relationships and the connections that you forge that lead to the most contented people. Whether these are in the form of friendships, book clubs, romantic attachments, church groups, whores, sports partners, or coworkers, the people with the strongest social bonds and connections in their 50s were in the best shape in their 80s.
That makes total sense.
How about that? Did you guys even hear that I threw in the word whores?
Caught that one, actually.
You didn't hear it. I get so much stuff by you.
It sounded right among all the others, though.
It kind of fit in, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. So if you're out there and you're like, I got to make more.
Rob
no,
says
you don't.
Get whores.
Yeah, the Harvard study says.
Harvard study
longitudinal
says,
study says.
Whores.
Whores.
So it's making a longitudinal
or
study.
Or church groups.
All of that.
Oh, hey-o. Dad joke.
All of that makes sense, though, right? The idea of, you know, if you have strong,
well, yeah,
if you have strong social bonds, that's like in that, yeah, what do they call those? The blue groups, right? The blue zones?
Yeah, blue
zones. Where people live to be, you know, 100 or whatever. And that's like one of the major components is a social group. But if you had a bunch of money, can't you just buy social groups?
Well,
like, I'm not,
you can buy whores.
Exactly. I'm not saying that money is the key to happiness.
Come on, this has been proven.
But
you're fighting science.
It's
what do they say? It's like 75 grand?
Something like that.
Anything, yeah, over 75 grand, there's no difference in your happiness.
But I feel like that's only something that people say, though, that don't have money.
Wow.
Like, it's hard to...
It's science.
It would be... Imagine going to someone that's making $55,000 a year.
Yeah.
And telling them, you know, you don't need... Well, 75. So you say 75. $75,000 in Portland or San Francisco, and saying you don't need another dime to be happy, that person would kick you in the nuts.
Well, I don't think it's you don't need another dime to be happy. It's that more dimes are not going to make you happier. It's a difference. It's different.
But they buy you jet skis, and jet skis make you really happy.
That's, well, but that's the fallacy. No, they don't. You clearly were not listening to the longitudinal survey from Harvard.
Yeah, did you see how sad Kenny Powers got towards the end of some
that's
of those
right,
jet ski runs?
But traveling,
a lot of sad Richies out
traveling
there.
Also makes me very happy, and I wish I had more money so that I could travel more. And don't get me started on the horse thing. That's gone through the roof. I mean, with the pandemic going on, I mean, gosh, who can even afford it anymore? It's ridiculous.
What do you got to pay for a whore these days?
I'm sure we can find... I'm sure the internet,
yeah,
can...
Well,
maybe the text line can help.
Yeah, text line.
Text line will let
perverts,
us...
You perverts, text in.
The text line will let us know.
What's it cost?
Well, it depends. Are we talking 82nd Avenue or...
Well, no, here's the thing. So I used to work down in not Northwest, but like on Burnside in Portland.
Yeah.
West Side, Burnside.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who... Rest in peace. He has since passed. He was a great dude. But my God, was he a drunk. And he would come down to the bars and he would park his red truck and he would always have his dog in the truck. Always.
Always.
The dog was so sweet. But he would drink for hours and hours and hours and the dog would always be in the truck. And we're like, dude. And Ray was his name. I'm like, Ray, you can't leave the dog. You know, like... Anyway, I don't know why I got on the dog thing. Ray liked the hookers.
Because sure. You care about dogs more than humans. That's why.
Yeah, I kind of did care about the dogs.
Sure.
More. But he would always say that it was $20 mm-hmm. down there for a...
Yeah.
Now, this is back in the day.
This
so this is like early
2000s. Sure.
He would tell me, because I was very fascinated by this.
Yeah.
Of course, I would not partake. But I'm like, hey, Ray, so what's that cost you? Because I'd see him. Like,
yeah,
they'd be
yeah.
in this stupid truck.
Yeah.
Like, who's that?
The dog just hanging out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the dog's just like...
And, I got to pay extra to watch.
Not making anyone uncomfortable.
He would say $20, but that's not for the
yeah.
the whoopee. That's
yeah.
just for
yeah,
the.
For, and that's what I'm saying. I think there's a difference between 80. Like I was when I was down in Scottsdale on the weekend. It's
oh, what's the cost down there?
I'll tell you what. There were professionals at Barra Jackson, and those ladies were not.
Well, though you can't even just buy them, right? Like you have to have them for the night.
I don't know, but that they were
is that
not
somehow higher class.
They weren't cheap. That was not... Those ladies were from around the country. And my guess is there it starts at a couple G's. But I'll bet you on 82nd, I'll bet you a couple $100? Three? Four?
I think that's too high.
Is it?
Yeah.
You think you
I
can,
do.
You,
yes.
I'm not...
Are you talking...
yeah, the full...
Doing it?
Doing it. Foot rubbing. The whole
no,
thing.
I think you can get that for less.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. But I mean, I have no
well,
idea.
But are we talking truck stop or are we talking...
Well, you said 82nd.
Yeah,
that's all you need to know.
Okay. Well, I'm saying non-82nd. No one wants...
You just said 82nd.
No one wants 82nd.
It's not great.
82nd's not great.
Not great.
Yeah. $100.
Over there?
On 82nd.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
$100?
I think if you had less than 100, you could probably...
Probably negotiate.
Have some fun.
Negotiate.
Depends on the time of night and
what
that's
where
everybody
gesture?
Is.
What was that hand gesture you just did?
Yeah, but you have to save the other money for the penicillin that you're going to need afterwards.
That's right.
I think it's all sliding scales. You know what? I'm going to... I'm going to internet. I'm going to internet. Well, internet will answer this question.
So far, our listeners are disappointing us. Come on. I know you pervs are out there.
Oh, I guarantee they're out there.
Text us, 503-250-1080.
It doesn't show your name. You'll be anonymous to us.
We only know your phone number.
By the way, I'm going to have to explain.
Which we're not going to cross-reference.
I'm going to have to explain to someone why I'm Googling Portland escorts.
Yeah. That's... Be careful.
Wait, hold on. Let me.
Is that your work computer?
That is my work computer.
Perfect.
Can I bring up an incognito tab here?
That doesn't work, does it?
I don't know. I'm doing it anyways.
To make you feel better.
Does that make you feel better?
No. Look, bottom line is, whoever is going to monitor my work computer, this is show research only.
All right. Yeah, we're getting some people guessing here. All right, we'll get to the bottom of this.
Oh, boy. I got sights.
There you do.
I got sights.
All right. It is 6:19 on the fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so we've gotten to the bottom here.
We knew a listener would come through.
Seemingly, of what it costs to do it.
Yeah.
With a lady of the evening these days. We didn't know. We wouldn't know that.
Clearly not. A respectable gentleman.
We've got a lot of very awful texts coming in from all of you. Thank you for those.
Yeah, really? But we knew there would be some...
We asked for it.
We knew that someone would know.
Well, this guy says... Now, you said off... Now, we're not talking about 82nd. Like, a lot of people... I can tell where our audience goes, because they know a lot about what goes on 82nd.
And it sounds like you can negotiate a lot on 82nd.
It's dirt. Like I told you, look, there's a lot of desperation out there, and that's sad. I don't want to make fun of that. I also think that all this should be legal. I think it's ridiculous that it's illegal. It's a victimless crime, right? It's two people that want to tango, let them tango.
Exactly.
And if they want to exchange money, whatever. So it's kind of sad in that regard. But 82nd, you're getting a lot of stuff for a couple of 20s in your pocket.
Exactly.
Okay? Now, outside of that, if you're looking for a little bit more upscale experience... no offense to anything or anyone on 82nd Avenue.
Yeah. This is my favorite guy. The guy said it costs anywhere from $200 to $500, and he says this isn't a guess.
That sounds like reasonable authority.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
For my...
Now, we have another guy who says, I have a real nice Baja girl. And see, now we're getting a little...
Yeah.
$100 a pop, and she's never asked for a raise.
Jeez.
My God, guys.
I know. Is there a tip included in that? I don't know. Do you do the flip around iPad and it like, hey, where's the tip?
I pictured something else.
Get your mind out of the gutter. Now, according to internet research, which, by the way, if you Google, it's alarming how many websites just pop up and it's... like you're just browsing on Home Depot.
Yeah.
But
see, I would be afraid that if I were to actually be wanting to consummate on there, I would be afraid that those would be cops.
I don't think the cops have, I think they have bigger fish to fry.
But. Well, they have stings.
Yeah, yeah.
They do that stuff.
They do it.
That's how they caught Mitch Levy.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, and he claimed he was getting a massage at like a like a Motel 6.
Well, he was getting a massage.
Yes,
he
was.
It's just that,
wrong kind.
Yeah.
I saw on there.
Which, by the way, dude, can we talk about that guy? I'm sorry, he got railroaded.
Yes.
All he did was go to a rub and tug.
Yeah.
And he lost his job for that?
Yeah, I think
he did.
Is
that right?
I think he did.
Now, was he married? I think he was married.
He's probably married, but either way.
But I mean, come on, that's none of your business. Like,
he should have pulled he should have done the Woodburn mayor guy who was like, I didn't even know what I was going to, and then once I got there, I was just that you missed it. It's the best story ever.
You told me about
it. Yeah, but the guy actually had the nerve to tell the police when they questioned him. He said, "Well, we mutually touched each other for 5 to 10 minutes. Then I was like, that's it. Can't do this anymore. I didn't know what this type of place," and he went there at like 9 at night. Okay. According to internet research, I've got everything from 300 to 1500 an hour
That sounds about right.
Yes, and by the way, just from the profile, it certainly looks like there is a vast difference between the 300 and the 1500.
Now, I can tell
you. One has
you,
like professional model photos and, you know, the others.
So
you take on an iPhone.
I can tell you this, and I have to be careful here.
Yeah, be careful.
But you remember that ticket broker buddy I have?
I do.
Jake, I've talked about him before. Now, he knows people all over the country because that's what he did.
Ticket guys are connected, man.
Yeah, he's very connected. He knew a guy in Vegas who ran these girls. Okay, so like he's not a this is high-end stuff. He's not a pimp.
He's the organizational head.
He's the guy that you contact, say, how many you need, you know, where, what's going on.
I'm not gonna lie, that kind of sounds like a pimp.
Well, it is in that sense of the word, but it's all on, it's like high-end pimp, right?
It's a pimp.
Yes, but it's high-end pimp.
But it's still
there needs to be a less
unsavory pimp.
Yes, it needs to be a different name. He's a very nice man.
A flesh,
wait, I don't know him.
A fleshmonger? Is that?
Whatever you want to call him.
The flesh peddler. All right.
And it could be, now a lot of it is tip oriented.
Sure.
But yeah, you're getting, you're starting at about $1,000 and it's going up from there depending on what kind of fun you want to have.
Yeah.
And that's not all night.
Sure. Yeah. I think if you want high, I think it's expensive. And that's why I said when I went down to Barrett Jackson last weekend. So Barrett Jackson was last weekend, and then they've got the Waste Management and the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
all coming.
Yeah,
and there were some dudes there saying that women from all over the country, all over, will descend upon Scottsdale, Arizona, over the next 3 weeks, and it's because the amount of money that's going to be in that city, and so yeah, it's just. I'm sure for those guys, it's not a couple $100 and the quality that's there.
I think there's probably a markup.
Sure.
For something like that.
Yes.
But I just, any old
weekend.
Anything.
If you go to the Super Bowl, your hotel is going to cost you more, right?
Yeah, exactly.
This is the same thing.
Right.
Ubers cost more. Super Bowl costs more. The food costs more. And apparently so do the ladies or
so
the men.
The boobs.
I wonder if,
males?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure handsome Jake is down there running around doing whatever. You know, there's some of that.
I like this. Project managers.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, he's not a pimp. He's a project manager.
Yes.
High-level admin.
He's a liaison.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, let's go with that. He's a liaison.
Come on.
I love how this is like, this is viewed as,
I know.
It's such a weird taboo thing, and
it shouldn't be.
It's
ridiculous that it has to be
just
like this.
Get it above board.
That's right. So I'm reading about Mitch Levy.
Did he end up losing his job?
He definitely lost his job. Yeah. I'm not sure what else happened to him. I know he got charged with patronizing a prostitute.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but not soliciting, but patronizing.
Well, I think
that just means going to.
You're going to.
Yeah. When I think of patronizing, I think of like, what is he, like pushing her buttons, like telling jokes? What?
No. He was a patron.
So there were 20 residential brothels in Bellevue, Washington. The first involving women from South Korea, the second targeting an organized crime ring that trafficked Chinese nationals into the local sex trade. So they were hoping to take advantage of at least a temporary void in the market. Bellevue Police and the King County Sheriff's Office opened their own brothel.
Oh.
So they set up a sting in a condo. And that's how they nabbed Mitch Levy.
Poor bastard.
Noted sports talk show host from Seattle. So over the course of 7 days, dozens of unsuspecting sex buyers answered online ads posted by undercover detectives. See, that's what I think of when I think of those that you're looking at over there.
I don't know yet. I'm sure there's a risk involved.
Then exchanged text messages describing what they wanted and the expectation to buy.
Yeah.
And they were arrested after showing up at the condo. And then you have to agree to exchange the money.
Yeah.
And once they do, once you do that, then they get you.
Then you patronize. You can't patronize.
So he was involved in that. Yeah. Which, like I said, like, man, I don't know, man. If I were his boss, he wouldn't have been fired.
Props the most understanding boss. He's like, you know what?
Come on.
Well, I mean, Robert Kraft didn't lose his job.
Exactly. No one even cared about the Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft doesn't have a boss.
I love that Robert Kraft was just like, I'm going to fight this. And then they were like, whatever. Go away.
Well, there you go.
Who knew? Well, look, we've given people valuable information.
Yeah, I think you got to be careful too. It's like, I think there's a difference between the sex trade in terms of like people trafficked into the sex trade,
yes,
against their will, versus
someone
who's like, I'll give you a handy.
I think there's a huge difference in that. Yes.
So I don't know if this had that part of it which made it tougher on Mitch Levy. I'm not sure, but. Still. Let's get over ourselves, okay? People like to have sex. And oftentimes when they, you know, if two people are doing it, who cares if they exchange money?
Well, the amazing part is, and this is the part, like,
who cares?
If you're doing it, but there's a camera set up and you're filming it, then you're fine, because you're just like, you got a license, you can make porn.
Right.
But if there's no, then, you know, it's...
stupid.
Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous.
Why do we have no common sense here?
We're a country of values, good sir. We're a country of values, even though no one really wants to follow any of those values. But we like to virtue signal that we do have these great values when, you know.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All right, here's Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, I have two things now. We're still on prostitution, okay? I'm warning you. But Mitch Levy, the Seattle sports talk host that lost his job. Now, he was not soliciting people who were trafficked because he was just caught through the sting, right?
Yeah.
So they were just fake sex workers, right?
Sure.
So he was just looking for good old-fashioned American sex.
That's right.
And he, they said
America.
He put $160, so they got him through the sting and he shows up.
Yeah.
He put $160 on the bedside table and he wanted a half hour of sex.
Okay.
For $160. Which, you know, I mean.
Rob's
that's
kinda,
a little high, but.
Rob's like, eh, it's all right.
Maybe the pictures they posted were pretty hot.
Yeah.
And that got him fired.
Is he back doing anything?
No, he podcasts now.
Okay. The podcast on how not to get caught.
Now here's another one. Well, see, that's the thing. Is how would you recognize, like, if that's how you go about getting your poon?
Yeah.
How do you recognize that?
I don't know.
I'm
sure there's seasoned.
What is the We need the seasoned veteran.
I guarantee you
to tell us how you avoid getting caught.
I guarantee you that there are tricks of the trade. They don't.
Well, of course.
They don't catch the pros. They, and this is the part that sucks. They catch the poor bastard that's,
like Mitch Levy.
Yeah,
that just wants, you know.
Yeah, it's just, you know, he's lonely or whatever. Yeah. It's, you know, it's like, here, I played golf and I'm a little bored.
But
and
he did, you know, tell them that he was only there for a massage.
Yeah,
that did not work.
That didn't work. It's like, sorry.
Listen to this text.
So, but yes, there. I guarantee someone. There's an expert out there that will be like, no, here's your problem. You got to do this.
See, I'm of the opinion that, going back to my buddy Jake, I'm of the opinion that you better know somebody that has vetted somebody that gives you a phone number.
Well, and I think that's probably why you pay a little extra for the
bingo.
You know.
Like, I know this guy's good. This is all, you know, on the up. I mean, this girl.
Right.
Or the, you know, the project manager.
Sure.
And so this is all legit. Whereas if you're just getting them off the internet, or you know how we used to walk in Vegas, they would just hand the little forms.
Yeah.
Apparently half of those were cops.
Just fly to Amsterdam.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's quite Costa Rica, also legal.
Is it?
Yeah. Costa Rica.
Nevada, you can go to the brothel.
In Costa Rica, it's kind of a trip. When you leave the bars in Costa Rica, they're there's like a lineup outside of all the bars.
Oh yeah.
Because it's legal, and then
let's go.
And they're not supposed to do that. There's like designated zones for it. So sometimes like the bar people will come by and they'll rough talk them. They're like, and all they do is they move across the street. But anytime you leave a bar down there, there's someone there being like, hey.
Well, Mexico, it's legal. I mean that's Tijuana. The same thing in Tijuana.
Yeah,
it's like that.
Yeah. So you got to travel a little bit.
That's right.
For security. Although you may run into other issues down in some of those places, like you being trafficked yourself.
Here's a text that says, my buddy picked up an 82nd gem.
Mm-hmm.
She got in the car, took his picture, then got out and posted it to peepingtoms.com.
Who knew there was a peepingtoms.com? By the way, on my way right now to peepingtoms.com.
She then blackmailed him $300 to get it taken down.
Really?
That's genius.
Did it work? Did he pay?
Based on the text, it sounded like he ended up paying.
Well, I mean, do people...
I wouldn't pay, would
do
you?
Do people frequent peepingtoms.com?
It's not a website as far as my internet goes.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
That's not a thing.
I'm not seeing it.
But still, like, that's a good racket.
Well,
you know?
I'm sure.
But I would be like, dude.
Well, I'm sure.
Post it to wherever you want. No one's looking at that.
You would have to know someone that I know for that to be important to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
What public forum are you going to put it on that's going to affect
but
me?
But here's the thing: if you're just some regular schnook, but if you're a public figure,
definitely different if you're a public figure.
No. That could be a challenge. Be a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, but they don't know that you're a public figure.
No, probably not. But although, is that illegal? Like, is that
what?
Is that extortion?
Oh, like, totally.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Blackmail,
I mean,
bro.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
Get out of here,
but she's banking that he's not going to go turn her in because that creates more problems.
So
for
it's
him.
A standoff.
Yeah. It's a Mexican standoff. In this
might as well just do it.
An 80 second standoff. I think he has that. Like, do you do the Kanye and you like roll up in your ski mask because that's not suspicious or anything? You seen that dude? He's rolling around town in a GD ski mask. Again.
I don't care about him. But I tell you, if you made me list the people that I care least about,
yeah,
Kanye West might be the top.
Well, I just like
I don't care.
When we're doing show prep, I usually pop on over to TMZ for like the club because you know they have the you know some interesting stuff on there, and I saw that he was out and about. And he was wearing a, they said it was a shirt with Nazi ties, but I don't know. It had like a German, it's like a German military shirt. I don't know if it was a Nazi shirt or not, but he was also wearing a full-on ski mask. He went shopping at some high-end
now,
store,
again,
and he's wearing a ski mask.
Here's a text that says, if you ask a lady if she's a cop, legally she has to answer.
That's not
Is
true.
That a myth?
There's
that's a myth,
no
right?
That way
is
that's
100%
true.
A myth.
No way.
Yeah. That's the dumbest thing ever. That's like if I said undercover, my buddy was an undercover cop. You can't rock up to him and be like, hey, are you a cop? No, I'm not.
Yep,
great.
You got me.
That is the dumbest answer of all time.
And here's another one. It says, like anything, you should always go through a reputable breeder.
This is what I do with my dogs,
the
right?
Project manager.
Yes.
Well, you want to talk about a man who knows his prostitution.
Robert Kraft?
John Sicanic.
Oh, well, there you... He's the one...
Now, this is
he'll answer these questions.
We'll get to him next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Rest in peace, Ryan Buckley's NBA parlay. Torn up by the Portland Trailblazers.
Yes.
Who won.
With like six players.
Yeah, it was a simple money line parlay. Just needed the Grizz to win and the Celtics to win.
No, didn't the Celtics? Oh, yeah, they won by 45.
Yes, they sure did.
Yeah, so much for Brooklyn cutting into that lead.
John, hello. Are you there? Hello?
John.
Hello, John.
Keep track. Whoa. Hello?
What yeah, now you're on.
What
go
are
ahead.
You keeping track of?
Was it Dame time? I don't ever know when it's Dame time.
He so, had 42. It was Dame time.
It's always Dame time.
I thought Dame time meant like it. He had to do some big things late.
Yeah, fourth quarter. Fourth quarter is Dame time.
Danny Morang was saying on Twitter he had a 7-point play tonight. I don't know how that's possible, but maybe fouled on a three and then got some technical free throws after it. I'm not sure.
He
was in the MTV Rockin' Jock celebrity basketball game, and he hit the 7-pointer. That's fantastic.
The high bucket, like 50 feet in the air.
That's
I think you got it.
That's called the Dan Cortez. How the hell do you have a 7? Look into that, please. I don't know how you get a 7-point play.
Yeah.
You know, earlier today you guys were talking about is insurance day. You were talking about insurance scams.
Yes. Correct.
So I have a story to tell you about when my son JR was born.
Okay.
So JR was born in 1999, and we go into the hospital, and Heather was in labor for a while, and then there was some problems, and the baby was in distress, and they had to do kind of an emergency C-section.
Mm-hmm.
So they take us into the operating room, and it's like things are going a million miles an hour. And I'm in there with Heather, and the doctor takes out a marker, and it's just a Sharpie. It had like a drug rep thing on it. So you know they got it for free, right? And he draws a line on her stomach where he's going to cut her open. And then he looks at me and throws me the marker and says, here, souvenir. You know, okay. So I just take it, put it in my pocket, I guess. And then have the kid, everything's fine. Fast forward to when we get the bill. And like you said, I'd never looked at that, but my wife is the kind of person that would. So she starts going through the bill. They charged us for the marker.
You're kidding.
And take a guess how much they charged us. It's just a regular Sharpie with an advertisement for a drug on it that you know that a rep gave them for free or something.
God. It's going to be like $40.
I'm going to say $110.
$115, wow. Isaac Robb.
That is unbelievable.
Here you go, souvenir, is what he says, and he throws it to me. Never mind. My whole life's on the table, flashing before my eyes. My kid's in distress. My wife's getting cut open. Here you go, chump. Here's a marker. And the thing that bothers me the most, like, that's ridiculous, right? But there's chaos going in there. Like, it's total, it was an emergency section. Doctors, nurses, somebody in that room, somebody amidst all the chaos, not only noticed that the doctor threw me the marker, but made a mental note to bill us for it. Like, who did that?
Like, well, probably the doc, probably the guy that did it knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah,
right, right. Don't forget to charge that guy $115 for the marker that I just sent him. Yeah. I mean, come on, that's egregious. So
yes, it is.
Jesus.
Did you guys fight it?
You know what? I have to ask Heather. She's the kind of person that I think would. And like you said, Jay, there were three or four other goofy things on there that they had charged us for. I'm pretty sure she did fight it. I don't remember if we got it taken. Obviously, a long time ago now, but I do remember when we got the bill and looking at it, because Heather was like, what? And it was on there. Like, it didn't say Sharpie. It, like, said marking implement or something. And we were like, what? Like, what is that? And then we were like, dude, that's the freaking marker that they drew a line on her belly to cut her open.
Well, but you didn't want it. Like, he just gave it to you knowing that it would cost you $110.
Yeah, well, I told you, when I had my pec surgery last year, I got the bill, and the bill was, it was like $9,000. And I was responsible for, like, I don't know, I was responsible for like $5,000 or $6,000 of it. And I was like, oh, my God, that's awesome. And
thanks, Odyssey.
Yeah, I was like, that's kick-ass. And so I go looking through. I looked at the itemized bill, and some of that stuff was like, what in the hell? So I called the payment thing, because they sent me the bill. So I called, and I was like, is there anything I can do about this? I'm like, I'm looking through some of this stuff. I'm like, this is ridiculous, because someone told me you can negotiate your bill. And that's all it took, was me calling and being like, is this what I'm responsible for? I'm like, I thought my insurance goes, well, unfortunately, blah, 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 this is what you're responsible for. And all I said was, can we do something about this? This seems ridiculous. And she knocked $1,200 off of it, and she gave me 0% interest and asked me how long I wanted to pay it off. And I was like, what? And she goes, how long do you want to pay it off? And I was like, I don't know. And she goes, what do you want to pay a month? And I said, at 0% interest? She goes, yeah. And I was like, and I told her whatever it was, like 2 years, 24 months, and she was like, done. And that's how it literally took me. 40. I thought it was going to be like, we're going to go toe to toe and I'm going to duke it out. The lady couldn't have been any nicer. And I was like, that $1,200? And how many people don't make that call?
So I have 95%. A coupon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a coupon. It says I get a free order of cheese bread with this. Can I get that? Like,
look, and I don't know if that's everybody, but I'm telling you, that was the first time I ever called on a surgery bill. And the lady couldn't have been more affable and willing to help me out. I was like, great.
You know what's really nice is when you have a nurse, or like my wife,
it tells you.
They know, a lot of it's how they code these, right? So it's like, so there's a different code that they put in to charge you for X, Y, or Z. Yep. And oftentimes they put in the wrong code, or they...
Expensive.
And like, she can call and go, wait, why did you code it that? It wasn't that. Yep. Code it this, and then it's covered by insurance.
Yep.
So it's little stuff like that, and nobody knows it. We all get ripped off because you have to be an insider to know that crap. What a joke. Man, that Sharpie story pisses me off. That would have made me really mad.
And he's done that with every birth.
Yeah.
If they would have used a crayon, it would have only cost me $50.
Wow. Still making jokes about it.
It was 23 years ago. I've come to grips with it. But when you guys were talking about that today, I remembered that.
Wow.
That was a whole thing.
Yikes. All right. Have a good night. Love your hot body.
See you guys.
All right. Hot corner. Harrison Lynch.
Whoa. What was that?
Sound effects. Hot Corner with... What are you calling it now? Are you calling it Hot Corner with just Harris?
It's just Harris.
There's Harrison no, Fish?
Joe, no love.
Wow.
Hot Corner with Harrison Fish.
You know who's running that show.
Coming up next, stay tuned. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7, from the Auto Show on The Fan. Good night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.